Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Pico Linda Pauly. It's June 29th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 3rd, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, a friend Gibby has another question. What do you think of the musical, Jesus Christ Superstar? Some Christians were offended by it, and the movie. They said it degraded you. What's your opinion?
Gibby, I loved Jesus Christ Superstar. I thought it was an excellent production. The original cast was about the finest that you could ever find, and I think the movie was excellently done. I cannot understand why anyone would take offense to this wonderful film. It was very accurate to scripture. They did an excellent job of portraying me, and they got my feelings, I think, very, very well, and I can't understand why anyone would be offended by this film. I think the only reason was that it showed that I had emotion, and I think this offended some people because they thought I was an automaton, an emotionless piece of meat that felt and did nothing. But I think this is the only reason why some were offended by the film. I found it wonderful. I only object to portrayals of me when people twist those portrayals of me to fit their particular doctrine and leave out parts of scripture that don't go along with their particular doctrine so that it makes their particular feelings look better. But when a film is honestly done of me and everything is put in it, I have no objections to it whatsoever, and I think Jesus Christ Superstar is one of those films. And if people don't like it, you got a pretty good idea where most of them are going to end up anyway. They got to realize that other people have rights, too.
I know what you mean, Nazarene. I saw a movie about you some time ago called The Last Temptation of Christ, or something like that, and it was absolutely horrible. I mean, whoever made this thing was mental or something. I really didn't like it, and a lot of other people didn't either. And I bet you didn't, too.
You're right, Alora. I didn't.
We'll be back after the break. www.voicesfromspirit.com. All one word, Voices from Spirit.
Alora's busy trying to tell the world about John Lennon's new song concerning Hussein's butt. We'll get into that another time. An interesting question came up about the last question. Alora asked Nazarene, do you feel that Jesus Christ Superstar brought people back to the kingdom of God, that it awakened any seeing it and made new interest in you, caused them to return to your kingdom? Well, Alora, I most certainly do think so. A lot of people that went and saw this film that hadn't even thought about me in their life started thinking about me again. They either went out and bought Bibles or picked up Bibles that they had for a long time and started reading them and got interested in me and started going to church, or they got talking about me and started visiting people that were believers and started going to church. Jesus Christ Superstar brought many, many people back to the kingdom of God, brought them back to God's worship who had wandered away, either given up on religion completely or gone into other kinds of religion that we don't want to speak about. I'm not speaking about good religions like Buddhism or Hinduism or something like that. I am talking about dark religions. Jesus Christ Superstar brought a lot of people out of these religions and back into the light and back into the kingdom of God. It performed a phenomenal purpose. It awakened a good many people who had been lost to their heritage and their beliefs for a long, long time. That's why I say it was a very good film. A lot of films made by these religious groups and put out that are supposed to help people just turn them off to me because they portray me so badly. Jesus Christ Superstar portrayed me in the manner that the common people accepted, and they accepted it and began to return to me, and this was wonderful.
We'll be back again.